now, for the next 30 minutes, you're about to experience and hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Oh my gosh, it's time for the Delaware City Digest with your amazing hosts, Lee Yoakam and Bob Hoganson.
You cannot hear that. Remember how Raymond Burr, there was always the... Della, why don't you see what...
Della. I remember Della.
Yeah. Perry was a mouth breather, man, on that show. Man. Della, let's get everybody can talk
these,
to the...
This is one of these black and white flashbacks. Is that what this is
We're
now?
We're talking Perry Mason. This is the Perry Mason theme song we got going here.
Yeah.
I saw this like when I was 4 or 5 years old, like late at night every once in a while.
Yeah.
It was on last night, 11:30. Well, come on.
He knows Perry Mason, though. That's impressive.
Well, yeah. Anyway. We've all heard of the stories of the black and white days.
They live on. So anyway, hey, it's how fortuitous that we're talking about video and black and white and color and all those things, because that is our subject today. It is a digest. Happy Friday, everybody. I am Lee. Bob Hoganson over there. Robert, welcome.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the digest.
Yeah, partner, how was your week?
All's good. All's good. Did a lot of fun stuff. We helped Orange Township out a little bit with the little training thing they had the other day. It was good to go over there and help out our friends over in Lewis Center.
Training day was just that. We were working with the Delaware County EMA and the good folks at Orange Township and, my gosh, Ohio EMA and Soil and Water and all sorts of different law enforcement and emergency management groups in the county and all getting together to do an exercise.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was fun.
It was good. People around here obviously are in good hands. A lot of people planning behind the scenes to make sure things go smoothly if there ever is some kind of situation.
So we're gonna talk today about a new initiative with our Economic Development Department. I'm excited about this, as always.
That's awesome. We have Logan Bruni with us. What is your exact title with the Economic Development Department?
So I am the Economic Development Coordinator.
There you go. And she's with videographer Ryan Wilkins, who helped our departments put together a little video that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, or a video series, rather,
a campaign,
if you will.
That the department is undertaking to help promote our downtown, but also what makes the downtown, why people should love it and what we can do there and... The businesses are there, and really excited about that. So was it a fun project to work on?
Yeah, it's been a really cool experience to have Nick kind of at my back. I've wanted to start a video campaign since I started about almost 2 years ago now. But we weren't sure about the funding, and when I brought it up at our annual meeting, Nick was like, yeah, let's fly, let's do it, and let's see what we can get done. So.
She's talking about Nick Langford, our Economic Development Director, who's also been on the show with us before.
Right, he's not a pilot, so when she says let's fly, she means let's go with it, anyway. So, we're going to talk about that, and the title of the campaign is?
Found in Delaware.
Found in Delaware, I love that. So we're going to find out all the things that are found in Delaware. When we get to that, but before we do,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
But let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Okay, thanks, Lee and Mark and Logan and Ryan. Here's your Delaware Daily News for Friday, July 25th, 2025. Well, it's that time again for another tour at the Oak Grove Cemetery. Of course, our friend of the show, Amy Wright, leads all kinds of interactive tours over at the cemetery. And she's got another one coming up. It is a veteran sections tour. How about if you join us for a walking tour to learn more about veteran burials at Oak Grove Cemetery? There are almost 3,000 veterans in Oak Grove, and we'll learn about the various dedicated sections as well as other notable veteran burials and ways we care for and honor veteran graves year-round. That is coming up next Friday, August 1st at 10 a.m. Meet inside the entrance on South Sandusky Street. Well, Lee, as we've been saying for a long time, a little bit of headache for a big gain. Central Avenue will be closing August 3rd. This is kind of a big deal, but it's going to help as part of the next phase of the Point Improvement Project. That's right. Central Avenue will be closed in both directions for up to 30 days starting August 3rd between Foley Street and the Railroad Bridge. Get out your pencils, Lee. Central Avenue eastbound and westbound traffic will be detoured using William Street and Lake Street. The east leg of Central and Lake intersection will be closed. Central Avenue between Potter and Moore Streets will remain open to local traffic accessible via Channing, Potter, Wade, and other side streets. Oh boy, write it all down. If you forget what I'm saying, of course you probably don't, but if you do, you can go to the project page at DelawareOhio.net/pointproject to learn all about that. Again, August 3rd will be the closure date for about a month. Well, how about a shout out to our fire department? Delaware Fire Department responded to 625 calls in June, bringing the year-to-date total to 3,600, a 2% increase over last year. That's an average of 21 calls per day, with the busiest day reaching 30 calls. We like to give a big shout out to our firefighters and medics for their continued dedication to keeping Delaware safe 24/7. Did you know that we actually release a monthly report every month about what the fire department's doing? You can read more about these reports and specifically the June report at DelawareOhio.net/DFD monthly report. If you're interested in other city news, Lee, you can subscribe to our City of Delaware e-news mailing list and get the latest city news on projects, events, and more delivered directly to your email inbox. If you go to our Facebook page at City of Delaware, you'll see a post and you can click on the link, or you can just use the subscribe link at the bottom of the homepage on DelawareOhio.net. Well, it's always good to talk about jobs, Lee. We have lots of jobs. I keep saying Lee. There's like four other people in the studio, but... Mark, did you know there's lots of jobs?
Yeah. A lot of jobs. That's great.
Are you looking for something, Mark?
I can use something a little part-time.
We won't talk about that. Okay. Here we go. We do have part-time jobs. How about a financial specialist? That's a part-time job right now. Assistant city attorney and prosecutor. Parking control officer is part-time. And streets and traffic maintenance laborer is looking for a seasonal job. But really, the job listing that we're all very interested in is... a police officer. The City of Delaware Police Department is building an eligibility list to fill multiple police officer openings. Whether you're just starting out or bringing years of experience, this is an opportunity to join a professional, community-focused department that responds to 30,000 calls annually across 19 square miles. As a Delaware police officer, you'll have the chance to serve in specialized units, including investigations, canine and bike patrol, tactical teams, community engagement, and much, much more. And get this, starting salary. Anybody got a guess? Starting salary, police officer? I'll just tell you, $72,000 a year. But here's the kicker. The salary within 4 years of hire, you're eligible to make $101,000 within 4 years of that start date.
Pretty impressive.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's all I got, Lee. Back to you.
Robert, thank you. And I would... just circle back to the Point Project and the upcoming closure on Central, and Bob went through it again. Lots more information at DelawareOhio.net/Point Project. Logan, I know business outreach is a key part of your function and the department in general. How has the businesses been with the Point Project, and you guys keep in touch with them and updated on different parts of the project?
I think for most of our businesses, the larger conglomeration of them is downtown with the ones that we meet with, and then also in the industrial park. So they're kind of on the other side of the city. So we haven't heard a lot of issues happening with the Point Project, which is really nice. But we have heard from like incoming businesses that with the Point Project that they'd be able to get more traffic in from 71 from the east side, which would be beneficial for
helps move it through the city. You know, when you have basically, you have two east-west routes through the city of Delaware, and over a river, it can be somewhat constricting, and this will certainly allow for that traffic to move a lot easier, more safely, and that's more efficiently, which is always a good thing. And again, for the residents in that area, you know the ways, you know the local ways to avoid this work, and so the posted through detour will be Central and Lake, but as Bob said, there will be access to residents in that area through some of those cross streets to get you to and from where you need to be. So all that again is at DelawareOhio.net /pointproject. Hey, we're going to talk about a great video campaign underway through our economic development department. Looking forward to that after these messages. Thank you, Mark. It is the Digest, and with me, Bob Hoganson. Bob, great news. Once again, you are on beam. Fine voice today.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. Yeah.
It is. It is the Digest, and with us today, we're going to talk about a campaign being launched in the next 2 weeks by our Economic Development Department. And it's called Found in Delaware, and this is a video effort to promote those things. Stay with me here, Found in Delaware, with a business angle to it. And to tell us more about this, Logan Bruni. Logan is the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Delaware. And also with us is the videographer, Ryan Wilkins from the Wilkins Collective. Both of you, welcome to the Digest.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So, Logan, I've been at the city a few years, and I've always hoped that there would be some video way to through video feature our businesses. And I'm so glad this campaign is underway, and I'm very excited to see the results. And I know we're going to launch, I believe, next week and going forward. So, tell us a little bit about what inspired you and Ryan and your team at the Economic Development Department to create this effort, and what kind of about the beginnings of Found in Delaware.
Absolutely. So as in our department, we have a big BRE, Business Retention and Expansion
Thank
effort.
You. There you go. All right.
A lot of acronyms.
Absolutely. And so we try to meet with most of the businesses in the city at least twice a year. To talk about different issues, different things that they're experiencing. You know, parking comes up a lot,
sure.
Or foot traffic comes up a lot. Industrial businesses, you know, truck traffic and things like that are usually pretty common themes of those meetings. But one of the things that we were hearing from our downtown businesses was they had people coming in who have lived in Delaware for 25, 30 years. And they were like, oh, we haven't been here in X amount of years. And we had no idea this was here. We had no idea this was here. And that just kept coming up for a lot of our downtown businesses. And so that kind of begged the question for us, why do they not know? Why are they not coming downtown? So that was kind of where the seed started for Found in Delaware. And our goal with that was to basically reintroduce downtown to our local population, and then also larger, you know, more largely to the Columbus MSA. To let them know, if you haven't been here in 10 years, you haven't seen it. You don't know what's going on.
And it's such a good story to tell, as you just explained, Logan. And Ryan, to be able to do it with video really is the best way to do it. And I know I've seen you downtown, and tell us about just the ability and what that means to be able to tell that story with video.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, It's how we navigate the world now. I mean, we're all experiencing stories through video on our phones or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I have this philosophy that really effective storytelling is just simply holding up a mirror to that story and reflecting it to the right audience. You really don't have to do anything when it comes to video to create a story. Really, what you're doing is capturing the story. So I was truly honored that Logan reached out to me with this opportunity. I started my business in Delaware about a year and a half ago, and one of my visions was to do everything I could to help elevate what's going on in the business community in Delaware. So, I mean, what a perfect way for me able to partner with the city to reflect that story. So we're going in and just asking people questions about the heart of what they're doing, how Delaware is special to them, and why that's helped them to be successful.
Logan, I'd like to talk about, you know, you say the BRE, business retention, right? But a big part of what your department does is bringing in new business as well. You're trying to, you know, we're trying to show in every aspect that we do that Delaware is a great place to do business. Talk about how this video series, you talked about getting people to come downtown that haven't been here for a while, but you're also looking to recruit new businesses, build a tax base, and make you know, the economy as robust as possible here. Talk about how these videos sort of aim to show it's not just business features. I know one of them coming up at one point is going to be about Boardman Arts Park. Obviously, that's not really a business where you're going and buying T-shirts from or something, but it's more like a slice of life. Talk about how all that fits together.
Yeah, so when we talk about business attraction in the economic development space, we talk about a couple different things. So you talk about, you know, the availability, utilities, land, et cetera. You talk about the, and then you talk about the community largely, where, you know, you want to be able to have employees want to live in the space where they work. You don't, you know, a big factor in quality of life for people is not having to drive an enormous amount either to or from work.
Yeah.
So community is a big piece of that. So community building and having features and things that are interesting to people, available housing, all of that is also still a key component of what economic development focuses on. So with talking about downtown and trying to attract businesses downtown, we want to make sure that we have our retail spaces filled, that we have fun things for people to do and interesting boutiques and shops and places to eat. And so by showing the fact that you can be successful in downtown by, you know, boasting the stories of the people who have done it, it gives great examples and great stories about, you know, what that looks like for a business owner that would be similar to them.
And I imagine just like so many other cities throughout Central Ohio and beyond, everyone is sort of fighting for those same businesses, right?
Absolutely.
If there's, you guys sit in meetings with big companies to little mom and pop places, trying to show them the value of coming here versus somewhere else. And I know that this is all kind of plays into that.
Yeah, it does. I think Delaware is unique in the fact that I've never met so many people so in love with the place that they live, who talk so highly about it. I was surprised about it when I came in as a person with a background in marketing and public relations and getting a job where everybody's like, this place is the best. This is incredible. I was like, well, my job here is done, I guess. Like everybody already
loves it.
Easy
to sell.
So yeah, it's really easy when you have the mouths of all the people who live here and work here, you know, doing your work for you, if that makes sense. But yeah, definitely making sure that we have kind of, from a logistics standpoint, our ducks in a row with, especially with bigger businesses, making sure we have utilities and stuff like that lined up. That's a bigger factor with bigger businesses, larger land plots, et cetera. But when it comes to the smaller stuff, it's a little bit easier. It's more about, you know, this is the community and this is what they do. And this is the lifeblood of, you know, the like the heartbeat of our city is the businesses and the people that come in through it. So.
We're talking about the City of Delaware Economic Development Department's launch of the Found in Delaware video series. This is a campaign to promote our greater downtown area, but also those things that are found in Delaware, as the title suggests, that help promote that downtown and help the city grow and develop. And with us, Logan Bruni is the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Delaware, and Ryan Wilkins with Wilkins Collective. Was the creator of the videos. And I want to talk about sort of the evolution of how these came to be. You kind of select your topics, and then how does that go from that to execution? And what was it like to work with the businesses?
It was pretty awesome. And I'm going to pass the mic to Ryan here in a second, because it was definitely a collaborative effort. Ryan had actually reached out to our department because he wanted to be involved in marketing Delaware. And we didn't really have anything for him at the point. But when we decided that Found in Delaware was going to be something that we were going to create, I immediately called him and was like, hey, what are your visions for this? What do you think would be great? Because, you know, as a creative mind and as somebody with a successful company, and he is going to understand how that, you know, looks a little bit more in a practical application than I do, because I am a little bit more, you know, like high level, this is what I want to achieve. I think that it was a really great partnership, and it's been a really fun project to work on.
So what was were the business owners a little reticent to get involved, or were they nervous, or did they just like, heck yeah, let's do this? And you're in their shops and in their businesses.
Yep.
So how did that work?
So basically Ryan and I set up the program, set up like what we wanted to do, what it kind of looks like. I dedicated 2 days in a row, and I was like, okay, we can shoot during these days, blocked out time slots, and sent out a doodle poll to all of the downtown businesses that I had in my email like bank that we have. and I had all of those slots filled within an hour.
You thought I was going to question what doodle poll was, didn't you, man? You saw me look.
I wasn't quite sure what that was because just over here doodling myself.
One of the things I love, I just watched the first one that, again, will debut on Wednesday on the city's Facebook page on Hometown Apparel. I love that you put, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, I know that guy. Mm-hmm. I've seen him out. I've met him, and I forgot where he was. So it's neat to see the local places and local names and faces that maybe we don't always associate with that business, but you do a good job of bringing that all together and making it community.
Thank you.
And so anybody listening out there that may say, hey, I have an idea, and you know, we're all creative creatures, so how can they get a hold of you, or how can residents maybe get involved with this?
Absolutely. So we're focusing mainly on downtown businesses right now. We are hoping to expand into our industrial businesses in the future, but...
Great.
Time and Ryan's tolerance of me is going to determine what that looks like.
I'm all in. You don't need to worry.
All right. Well, that's good. So how can people learn more about economic development in the city and perhaps reach out to you?
Absolutely. So we have a page on the city website. It's underneath of businesses on economic development. We have basically like all of our contact information there, but you can always email me at lbruni@delawareohio.net. If you have any questions, we also are inputting a sign up for the video series on the website soon, hopefully, if I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. So should be coming within the next week.
A sign up is just that, if someone is interested?
Yes. Yeah. To gauge interest and then be able to hopefully make the scheduling of it a little bit easier for the next filming.
Great.
How many videos total in the series as of right now, and when do they all get released?
So we have filmed 9. We will be releasing 10 total.
Season 1.
Please stay tuned for season 1 of Found in Delaware. But the first video will be released next Wednesday. They will actually be releasing the Wednesday before each first Friday to hopefully help gauge interest and help people see kind of the features and things that they can see when they come down for first Friday.
I like to binge watch all my Netflix, so I'm going to wait 10 months and then just watch them all.
Right. Oh,
that's awesome. Okay, I'll watch them as they go along. I'm just kidding.
That is awesome. So Logan and Ryan, thanks for coming on. I'm very excited about this and super thrilled to see it finally come to fruition. It is the Found in Delaware video series that will be debuting on the city's Facebook channel next Wednesday, and then the following each month on the Wednesday before First Friday. Look for those installments about all the local businesses that we love in our downtown and frequent, and we can learn more about them and the people and places behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, Logan, Ryan, thanks for coming on. Bob, let's try it again next week, partner.
Let's go watch some videos. Thanks.
Can't wait. All right, Mark, thank you, and we'll see everybody next week on The Digest.